USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There were two attacks on New York City police officers just a few hours apart. Two officers were wounded by the same man who first fired into a police van late on Sunday. Then he opened fire inside a police precinct in the morning.
These officers handled such a horrific situation with heroism, with extraordinary skill.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio. The suspect ran out of bullets, then was taken into custody.
It is only by the grace of God and the heroic actions of those inside the building that took him into custody that we are not talking about police officers murdered inside a New York City police precinct.
Police Commissioner Dermot Shea. Both officers are expected to recover. A man with a knife was arrested outside of the White House on Saturday. He approached a Secret Service officer saying he was there to assassinate the president. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
The United States continues efforts to block the spread of the coronavirus by screening travelers from China. China's ambassador to the U.S., Kui Tin Kai, tells CBS's Face the Nation that Beijing is open to accepting help from the U.S.
We welcome the American experts to participate in our efforts, and we are coordinating with the World Health Organization, because a lot of things are done under the auspices of the World Health Organization. We certainly welcome American experts to join the expert group that the WHO is assembling, and I'm sure they will be going to China very soon.
Floodwaters in northeastern Oregon are finally receding. A stretch of Interstate 84 is still closed south of Hermiston due to damage from high water. Authorities say it will be a week before that section of highway reopens. Oregon National Guard troops aboard two helicopters lifted 21 people in the foothills of the Blue Mountains of Oregon. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Utah politicians would like to censure Republican Senator Mitt Romney, but the governor disagrees. USA Radio's John Hunt has more.
Utah Governor Gary Herbert said he does not support a state lawmaker's push to censure U.S. Senator Mitt Romney over his vote to convict the president in the impeachment trial. Herbert, a Republican, said in a statement that Romney voted in accordance with his conscience after hearing all the evidence, and his decision does not warrant censure. The position signals a roadblock for the effort to rebuke Romney amid a wave of Republican anger directed at the party's former presidential nominee. The resolution would show the senator that other members of his party are unhappy with his vote and want to show their respect for the president. This is USA Radio News.
White nationalists marched in the nation's capital over the weekend. USA's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
A video of the Saturday march shows over 100 members of the white nationalist group Patriot Front marching through Washington's National Mall with a police escort. The marchers wearing white masks, some of them shouting, "Reclaim America." There were no arrests or counter-protests. The Southern Poverty Law Center describes the Patriot Front as a white nationalist group that formed in the aftermath of 2017's deadly Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville, Virginia. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Remember, you can log on and listen anytime at usaradio.com.